It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate Recipe for the Week. And, you know, we are at the Blue Pig on Cookeville's historic west side, back in the kitchen with Kent Birdwell. And you've been helping us with recipes all football season. And now we're into the season of the year where everybody's got a party plan. There's something for the holidays coming up. So this is going to be a great game recipe, or a couple of them, actually. We're talking about snacks today. What are our snacks we're going to make today?
Well, today we're going to work on a couple snacks because, you know, we got the holiday festive season coming up, Thanksgiving, of course, and Christmas. So these are great recipes to share for games and then also for holiday parties. So today we're going to do the two recipes I want to share is a pale ale garlic butter popcorn. And then also I want to share with everybody one of my favorite, we do it here at the Blue Pig sometimes in the season for our, you know, parties that we have, is a candied pecan with brie, candied pecan and brie snack, and it's really lovely.
To put on crackers or?
Well, again, like a French bread or a crostini, another beautiful, nice dish to share, and it's easy as well. So these are the two recipes, and we'll get started here.
All right, let's get started with the pale ale garlic butter popcorns.
You can already get popcorn out these days, a lot pre-made, but if you have never done your own popcorn.
If you've never popped your own popcorn on top of a stove.
Yes. It's night and day, so really just want to get a skillet and have, you know, it's easy. You just get a couple tablespoons of like a canola oil and you mix in maybe a half cup of popcorn kernels, and then you cover it and you just.
If you get like Orville Redenbacher in the little bottle, it even tells you the quantity of oil to the quantity of kernels right on the side of the bottle.
And it's really easy, so you don't really have to use the microwave at all. So you're right, and it's so good.
Oh, it really is.
So once that popcorn is done, I need to back up again. I always get ahead of myself. Beforehand, you just want to put out some butter at room temp and let it get soft and melted.
Okay.
And in that sense, you could put in a little on a stove. You know, you need about just, I would say, 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter. And then you add 2 tablespoons of pale ale. Now, this involves drinking again. So you get you get a pale ale. You drink some of it. So you want to reserve just 2 tablespoons, which means good. You have plenty left to drink. So have 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter that's been melted. You add 2 tablespoons of the pale ale beer. And then about a half teaspoon of garlic powder and then a half teaspoon of kosher salt. And you just whisk it in and then you just
drink. And that makes it breaks it down, that pale ale causes it to break. So it's a little more liquefied for drizzling, I'm assuming.
They also mentioned you want a medium hop pale ale. You know, something with a bit of malt, a little citrus note would pair well with, you know, the butter and the garlic, so it's not overbearing. So, and you just drizzle this on top of this popcorn here.
A delicious snack dish, the pale ale garlic butter popcorn. And now, talk to me about the candied pecan and brie.
This is one of my favorite little snacks. You just, right here, I have set aside, you know, you want, let's say, 1.5 parts of brown sugar to butter, almost 2 parts. But I would say get a stick of butter, and about, you know, a good cup of brown sugar, dash of cinnamon, melt this down, and then we have a bowl of pecans, pecan halves, and you mix this in and fold it over, and you get your oven up to, let's say, 375, but you have a sheet pan. You have, and then you put on a baking sheet so it doesn't stick.
So like some parchment paper, and you put that on, and then you pour this over and kind of lay it into, you smooth it out like you've done here. You smooth it into a single layer.
Right. So you have this butter and this brown sugar and a little dash of, just a sprinkle of cinnamon, and you have it all layered out, and you bake this for about, you know, you don't want to burn it. It's already, so about, you know, 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. You want to watch it. And once it's done, you also have French bread. So we've sliced our French bread fairly thin, and then brie, a nice brie that's been out for a bit, and it's nice and soft. So what we've done here is you get this slice of French bread, you slice this brie on top, and then when these pecans are done, you just put this candied pecan on top, and it's just a nice, comforting snack.
A comforting snack. So a couple great snacks for you. We've got the pale ale garlic butter popcorn and the candied pecan brie. And you want these recipes and all the ingredients, find them over on the podcast center at 1069kickscountry.com.